The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Dap Kuf Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ayin Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, who Hashem Tirihana Begin Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied from Ashelema. Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada. Amen. Begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Alef Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Gemara, right after the long Mishnah. So that would be the second wide line. The Gemara over here is discussing the laws of Irani Dahat. That's the city that its inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. Gemara is now going to give some of the rules. Tanu Rabbanan Yatzi'u. So it says in the Pasuk, Yatzi'u Anashim B'nei Bili'a'al Mikirbecha. They came out. They lost Shiluhim. The people that have to do the Adaha, the people themselves have to do, but not their messengers. They can't send agents. Even though you'll ask, what do you mean? Normally a shaliach of a person is like himself. So the explanation is that over here, the reason why shiluchim don't work, it's because, let's say the two people are living in the city, and they hired shiluchim that are from outside the city. So we're going to learn that the only time adaha works is the people that are being madi have to come from the city itself. So the hadush is, even though they're shiluchim from people in the city, doesn't work. It's got to be the people in the city themselves. So hen ve'no shiluchim anashim. So it says yatzu anashim en anashim pachot mishnayim. Okay, so it's got to be a minimum two people that are doing the adaha. Tavar acher anashim ve'no nashim. Okay, women do not qualify to make a city in any dahat if they're the ones that are being madiyah. Anashim ve'no ketanim. Okay, minors no either. B'nei Bili'al. It calls the people that are being madiyah B'nei Bili'al. What does Bili'al mean? Banim sheparku ol shamayim mesavarehem. Bili'al. That's Bili'al. Bili'al. Children that have thrown the yoke of God from off themselves, off their shoulders. Mikirbecha. The madiyah, the madiyahim have to come from within. Mikirbecha, it says. Velo minasefar. And not from people that live on the border. The rule, it's got to come from the people that are in. Yoshve Iram. It says Yoshve Iram. They have to be from the city. Ve'lo Yoshve Irachedet. But not those that dwell in another city. Lemor. It says, saying, Shesidichim Eidim V'atra L'chol Echad V'Echad. Like we learned in yesterday's Mishnah. And each person that gets swayed after Avodah Zarah, he's going to get a warning. And there will be witnesses for each person in the city in order to make him hayab. Lemor, that we are saying. The witness have to warn him. Itmar. Rabbi Yohanan Amar. Cholkin irahat b'shnei shevatim. A new subject. Yeshua splits up the land in Israel. He divides it. So Rabbi Yohanan says, sometimes in one city you would have two tribes. Based on where the borders of one tribe ended and the other tribe begins. So sometimes you have one city would have two tribes in it. Resh Lakish amar en cholkin irahat lebet shvatim. That means there's nothing doing. There was no such thing. Each city was its own tribe. You didn't have one city that had two tribes. Maluk. So Gemara is going to try to bring a proof. Etimer Rabbi Yohanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yohanan is going to try to bring a proof that you have one city with two tribes. Ma Mishnah. עד שיהיו מדיחיה מאותה העיר ומאותה השבט. Send the Mishnah. The מדיחים have to be from the same city, and not only from the same city, but from the same tribe. You need two qualifications. Same city, they have to come from, and from the same tribe of the city. My love, אף אגב דמדיחיה מאותה העיר. Exactly. Even though, what is this mashma? even though they're from the same city, you still need same tribe. Mashma, they could have two tribes living in the same city. Proof of the Yohanan. Because even though they're from the same city, you still need same tribe. How do you mean? It means you have two tribes in the same city. That's just proof that Yeshua split up cities, even half from one tribe and from the other tribe. The Gemara says, "Iika moto shevet in ilala shma mina cholkin ilachad beshvatim." So you see, you split up one city into two tribes. La, I'll give you a case. I could argue and say, really, Yeshua split up the cities. Each city is one tribe, but it's possible that in one city you'll have still people from another tribe. How? Gemara says, "Denafla lebirusha." Yeah, Yerusha. A girl from Yehuda, married somebody from Reuven. She had no brothers, no sisters, no nothing. Her father died, so she inherits now the Yehuda property. She dies, her husband gets it. So therefore, now you have a guy from Reuven living in Yehuda, but it's his property. So therefore, not because he got that as his chilek in Eretz Yisrael. Really, the city originally was done city separate, each tribe. But it's possible you could have somebody from another tribe living in another city where it was your issue. Or inamidi abedin halibim matana. Or somebody from Reuven gave a chilek of Yehuda as a matana, as a gift. So you have no ra'ayah from the Mishnah. Etibe. The law said, all the people in Israel, all the tribes, had to give some of their lands or their cities to the Levim. The Levim don't get anything. So everybody donated some of their cities to the Levim. So it says, Arim Tesha Me'echne Shevetim Ha'ele. Oh. So there was Yehuda and Shimon. Between them, they took nine cities and they gave it to Levi. Now, nine, how do you have nine cities between two tribes? So Yehuda says, My love, Arba'u Palga Mehai, Va'arba'u Palga Mehai. Four and a half from one tribe, four and a half from another tribe. So what do you see? What? That one city they had, they split, they lived together. Shema minna chodkin ila hat abet shvatim. But says, no, arba'a mehai v'chamesh mehai. I can say, no, it's four from one and five from the other. Who told you it has to be equal? Gemara says, yahaki lefirushe perushe. Now, if that's the case, the pasuk should have explained it. And the fact that it says nine between the both of them, automatically you think it's four and a half each. If it was five and four, the pasuk should tell us that. Kasha. Okay, kasha. Which means, it's mashma, that really you would split the cities. Mashma four and a half, four and a half. So it's mashma, and that's two tribes in one city. But you have no raya. You have no raya. You have no raya. We can say it's five and four. We can say five and four, but we have a good question on that. Rashi. Kasha. Lashona pasuk kasha. Which means it's kasher to answer. According to the opinion, it says cholkin. It's hard to answer this pasuk because then you have to say four and a half, four and a half. But you didn't knock him out. It's hard to fit it in according to that opinion. It was not conclusive. Exactly. It's more mistaber to say it was five and four. It's more mistaber to say four and a half, four and a half, like the pasuk says. But because if it was really five and four, the person should have said it. Perushet kamefaresh. Okay, it's a kasha. She says lashon pasuk kasher letaretz leman demar cholkin. According to the opinion, it says cholkin that you split. It's hard to fit the pasuk in because I can say could be it's five and four, but I can answer it back and say perushet kamefaresh. So the Gemara says, we have no yishuv. It's not you're not pushing away the Shlakish. The Shlakish's opinion says each city was separate. You're not pushing him away. So I can always say five and four. Okay, but it's a little dohak to say five and four, but he's not knocked out from this. It's kasha on him, but it's not knocked out. So I can always say it's five and four.
Why don't they say the two tribes is Shevet Levi, not the tribe?
No, it says they gave nine. They gave nine cities. Saying,
but then it's possible. Oh, you're saying Shevet Levi also lived by themselves.
Correct, which means, yeah, Shevet Levi is the same tribe.
But I'm saying so they also lived by themselves. Correct. I understood correct. They lived correct. With correct. Them. But
yeah, and the pasuk was saying they gave nine of their cities to Levi.
Levi.
Well, before they gave it to Levi, they had nine. Ibaidu, Hutchu me'elehin mahu. Okay, let's say they got Hutchu by themselves. Nobody converted them to Avodah Zarah. No one they did it. There was no official, two guys went out and seduced them. They did it by themselves. Vayadichu Amar Rahman. It says Vayadichu. Somebody has to go out and do it. Velo shut chum eidehen. That's one side. Or dilma afilu chum eidehen. Or maybe even if it happened by themselves. Tashema yadichu anashim v'ketanim. What did it say in the Mishnah? If they got hudach from nashim, ladies, or ketanim, no good. The Gemara says amai leveki chum eidehen. Right. It shouldn't be worse than chum eidehen. If a lady and a man and a katan, you say it's no good. Why? Let it be like it's nothing. So let it be considered they did it themselves. And that must be themselves is no good. And the fact you see a lady and a katan is no good. Why is it no good? It shouldn't be worse than if they did it by themselves. And you see, must be you need two men to actually go do the hadaha. Well, there's a difference. Hanak batat nafshayu giriri. Hanak hani batat nashim katanim giriri. Big difference. There, our question is, they became mudach by themselves. Nobody talked them into it. Here, they got talked into by a lady. That's worse. You can't say getting talked into it by a lady is like by themselves. It's not by themselves. It's getting talked into by a lady. That's different. If the seduction came from a lady or a katan, that's why it's no good. Our shira is different. We want if it happened by itself. That's a negative if it happened by somebody else. We want if it happened by themselves. Gemara doesn't answer the question. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah also, it's got to be majority of the city has to become hudach, majority. Now, how do you get this majority? This is just a technical reality. How do you judge this in Nidahad? People worship Avodah Zarah. You have to count them. But you have to judge them first. Now, before they're a majority, they're a minority, each one. And a minority gets sikila. So what do? You judge them first for sikila, and then once you get to the 51%, you turn the case back to a sayif. I mean, it's just technically, how do you get a case of yirid da'at? You know what else says? Amar Yehuda, danim v'chofshim. They judge and they incarcerate. They see a guy worshiping Avodah Zarah, guilty, you hayav sikila, put him in jail. Danim v'chofshim. You, Avodah Zarah, guilty, put him in jail. Danim v'chofshim, danim v'chofshim. Look at Nashi. First column, the right column, Nashi. Danim v'chofshim. Right across from the Gilyon HaShas. Kishiru'in beto gimel mehem avdim Avodah Zarah, lo yiskidu otam. Don't stone them yet. U'manichim kol ha'achirim meliskon. You don't stone anybody. Ela danin otam l'skila. You judge them, chayav sikila. V'chofshim otam v'bet ha'sohar. Put him in jail. Exactly. V'chein osin ad shirin im mitzarfim l'rubah. Oh, what you see that there's a majority? Chozrim v'danin otam din achad hariga. Then you retry them. Now it's a sayif punishment. What's the difference between that? Sayif, and now their money gets lost. Till that, sikila, the money stays. So they judge them twice. Now, you judge them, jail. They, okay, by the way, we're at the majority. Okay, bring them all out again. Take them all out again, judge them again with a sayif, and take their money. That's the Gemara's next question. Very good. You're delaying the judgment. Once already you put a guy in death row, you kill him right away. It's going to take 2 days to do this over here. You judge him on Monday for Sekhila, and he's sitting in prison. And then Tuesday they take him out again. You don't do this. I know your deen. Excellent question. And she says, yeah, you're delaying. El Amar Ula. Danim v'sukrim, danim v'sukrim. Oh, new answer, Rashi. You judge the guy and you kill him. Sekila, he's a minority. Sekila. Once you get to the majority guy, now already new law. From the majority guy and on, now he's a saif and his money now is in trouble. Look at Rashi.
They count dead people.
Right. Danim v'sukrim ad chatsyan. Retroactively, you're going to take their money also, by the way. So they get really, they get worse. You can't delay their deen because you got to do it right away. But once I get the majority, I know that this is really nearly da'at. Okay, well, they got their punishment already. But the mammon has to go. Okay, that's the way they're explaining over here. They hold the money, of course. Of course. That's the way it happens over here. Continue. Itmar. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Danim V'Soklim. Danim V'Soklim. As we just said. It's Rabbi Yohanan. Judge, Sekila. Judge, Sekila. Rabbi Shekish Amar Marbin Nahim Batedini. Oh, yeah, different cheetah. Bring a lot of courts into the city that day. Make mass rulings. What does that do, Rashi? Rabbi Shekish Amar Marbin Nahim Batedini. Not because you can't judge in one courtroom two cases. You're allowed to judge more than one case in a courtroom in a day, as long as it's the same case. You're not able to investigate all the cases in one day. Which means the shtekhi judge, you do it all in one day. In order that you won't delay the judgment. So you'll know in one day exactly what the story is. Judge them, sekila, and then once you get the majority, bring them back to the court. So you have 50 courts in there, just wholesale, just judging them out on the same day. Ini, you have a problem, but. Ve'amar, if Hamad bin Yosef, Mar bin Yosef, v'otzetan ta'isha or ta'isha, it says you take the man or the lady who worshipped Avodah Zarah, you take him to the court. Ish ve'isha ta motzi l'sha'arecha, to your gates, meaning to the local court. Ve'yata motzi kol ha'ir kol ha'l'sha'arecha. But when it's in a nidahat, you don't take them to the gates, to the local court. Which means you take them to the Beit HaGadosh, Yerushalayim. In a nidahat is done by Beit HaGadol. So what are you talking about? You're going to bring a lot of courts. You can't bring a lot of courts to the city. What, you're going to bring a lot of 71 judges? You can't do that. So what does the Shekhid mean, you're bringing a lot of courts? That doesn't help you. The judgment of Inan Adad's got to be from Beit HaGadol. Ah, very good. You want to answer that. You bring a lot of courts just to analyze up to the Gemar Din. And then, and then you send up the information to the Beit HaGadol. And they finish the case. So you're just judging, okay, yeah, and then we send all the information up. Majority, boom. Beit HaGadol's posek, Hayamita, Saif, and the money gets lost. Okay, Haketake. It was Ve'a'ir. Okay, Haketake, Yoshve Ha'ir. We learned about it in the last day's Mishnah. In order to count as a Irani Dahat, the people have to come from the city itself. Yoshve Ha'ir. Okay, they have to from dwelling in the city. Tarabana. Ha'amarin. Or hamiret, what's that? Donkey drivers, the gamiret, camel drivers. However, they're traveling, the wayfarers, they're traveling through the city. Lanu betucha, and they slept in the city. Vutchu imma, and they were part of it now. They became hudach with the city. Now, and therefore, if you add them, it gets the majority. If you include these wayfarers, it gets the majority. Im ishtau sham namid yom. 30 days is the cutoff. As long as they're there for 30 days, they're considered Yoshvei Ha'ir. Then they get Saif, and their money gets destroyed. But less than that, they don't add to the majority. Therefore, it's considered individuals. Therefore, Sikila, and their Mamon gets saved. So the minimum amount of days for a wayfarer to be in the city, to be considered part of the city, for this is 30 days. What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Okay, how many days does a guy have to be part of the city? Let's say to pay taxes. Oh, that's a good answer. Yud Bet Chodesh. Make up your mind. You just said 30 days. Now you're telling me Yud Bet Chodesh. There's different things. There's Bnei Mata and there's Yoshvei Mata. There's Bnei Ha'ir and Yoshvei Ha'ir. Two different items. Bnei Ha'ir, Mamash, part of the city. That's a citizen. Did you? Yoshvei Ha'ir, okay, he's a temporary resident. That's Yoshvei Ha'ir. So there's two different items. For taxes, you got to be Bnei Ha'ir, citizen. But for Eir HaNidalat, Yoshvei Ayin is enough. It's two different items. Vatanya, I'll bring a proof to this. Vatanya is not a question. Vatanya sometimes is a proof. Hamudar Hana'ah b'Bnei Ha'ir. Guy comes along and makes a neder. I am not going to have any Hana'ah from B'nei Ha'ir. Im yesh adam shenishtah sham yud bet chodesh. Any citizen that lived there for 12 months already, asud anot memenu. Because he said B'nei Ha'ir. However, pahot mikan mutad anot memenu. But less than 12 months, he's not considered B'nei Ha'ir. Now, b'yoshvei Ha'ir, if he says, I don't want to have any Hana'ah from Yoshvei Ha'ir. What's the deen? Im nishtah lamed yom asur. Ah, then any guy that's in the city for 30 days, he's not to have an from him. They're not married. Less than 30 days, mutar. So you see this new thing, B'nei Ha'ir and Yoshvei Ha'ir. Okay, harem otav et kol ha'shirba. Okay. So you got to destroy everything that's in the city. Torah bana. Harem otav et kol ha'shirba. Prat l'nechse tzadikim shebechut salah. Okay. Hadush. We want to destroy all the assets of the Eir HaNidalat, includes the assets of the tzadikim. You know, these guys are there, tzadikim, doesn't matter. All the assets are destroyed. But from the fact that the pasuk says, kol ha'shirba, it comes to exclude if the tzaddikim have assets outside the city, those assets don't get destroyed. Ve'et kol ha'shirba lerabot echsir tzaddikim shebetucha. Okay, but kol ha'shirba comes to include if the tzaddikim have nechasim inside the city, it gets destroyed. So you have two things: tzaddikim inside, destroy; outside, no. Shelala, okay, says shelala. The people's loot, the people's shalal, the people's money. Ve'lo shlal shamayim, but not things that belong to Hashem. We'll see, like the Gemara, the Hekdesh, things like that. You don't have to destroy. Ve'et kol shelala. What is the kol coming to include? Lerabot nechseres shayim shachutzala. It's coming to include the assets of the Rishayim that are even outside the city. So when it comes to the Rishayim, you got to do exploration. Where is their assets? Bring it to the city and destroy it. The Sheikh and the Tzadikim, inside the city, outside the door. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lepnema Amra Torah Nechsir Tzadikim Shmetukha Yovedu. Why should you destroy the Nechassim and Tzadikim at all? So they're in the city. They didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Mi garam nem sheyaduru betukha. What caused the Tzadikim to live in this corrupt city? Mamonam, their money. So we punish them. What are you living with these Rishayim for? Oh, because you have business over there. You have money over there. The cause, underlying reason why you're living in that city is because your money's there. So you're putting your money in more point than your neighbors. So the money's going to get destroyed. Amar mor. Ve'et kot shalala tikbots. Okay. Ot kot shalala, all the shalala of the city, tikbots. Right. Including the Rishayim's goods that are even outside the city. Called Shalala. Amar v'chazda, u'benichbasin l'tukha. Okay. What's got to be nichbasin l'tukha? You have to bring it to the city. It's got to be movable to the city. You can't destroy the assets outside the city. U'benichbasin l'tukha. Nashi, look at the second column. Second column of Nashi. אמר רב חסדא ברכה סודו אחד, נכסי לשם הקרובים לעיר שיכולים לקבסם לתוך העיר באותה יום עצמו. On the same day. It's close enough to bring the assets to the עיר הנידחת on the same day. שקונסים שלה לעיר לרחוב לשרפה. הן עבודים, מה? אבל רחוקים, אתם מגיעים לעיר, אינן עבודים. But if it's two days away, until you transport the items, no. ודווקא שכבר היו לתוכה, אלא שמעכשיו היו מופקדים ביד החרים. Oh, another rule, she says. They had to be in the city originally. And now they're just outside of the city because of, let's say you gave it as a collateral to somebody or something like that. אבל לא היו מעולם בתוכה. But let's say the assets were never in the city. כגון, they're not from Yerusha. You got a Yerusha from outside the city. לא קרינן בשללה ואין הממון עבד. So you do two items. Number one, it's got to be within one day's distance to bring it to the city, and it's got to be an asset that was in the city at one point, and now it's just outside the city because of whatever reason. But if it was a Yerusha that the guy got from outside the city, that doesn't apply. Amar Rav Chasda, pikdonot shel anshei Eir HaNidalat mutarim. Okay, pikdonot. What's the case of pikdonot? They gave their money as a collateral. What's the case when they gave their money as a collateral? הגדולות של אנשי על הנידה אחת מותרים. You will ask me to explain what that means. איך ידמבה? אילם עד אילה אחרת. Somebody else gave them a פיקדון from a different city. ואיתנו בגבה, and it's by them, פשיטה דמותרים. לאו שללאו. It's not, it's assets. These assets belong to a different city. Of course you're not going to burn it. I don't need to give it on time. That's פשוט. ואילה דידו. Ah, Ela must be it's their assets, the itnu be'ira chayret. And there it's by another city. The Gemara says, wait, we know the law already when it comes to that. Idnik batzina tocha. If it's able to move one day back to the city, amay mutarim. V'enik batzina tocha. If it cannot be collected in the city within one day, ha'amat hadazami. You told me already, law. So what's the case of piknonot over here? Is it there that it's another city? If it's theirs in another city, we have the rules already. If you can collect it in one day, חייב, סנפן, אפתעת נעד. אז הוא ניסן מובן פקדונות. לעולם, דיר אחרת, הם מפקדים בתוכה. Oh, the case is talking about, it was another city's assets that are collateral in the inner נידחת. It's not this. ואחר מהעסקינה, כאילו, תקבל עדי אחריות. They accepted upon themselves responsibility. If something happens to this item, we pay. Oh, once you accept responsibility, I would have thought, מהו, אתם מקבל עדי אחריות, כדידי דמי. I would have thought that once you accept the yourself responsibility, it's like it's yours. Because if something happens to it, we pay. So then the asset is like yours already. Because you're accepting responsibility. So if I would have thought such a thing, kamash ma'alan, we don't say that. Okay, that's our hiddush. Amar of Chazda. Hiddush da. Behema. Hatshah shal ira nidahat, hatshah shal ira achedet. You have an animal, it's 50-50. 50% belongs to the Nidah, 50% belongs to the next city. What do you do to it? You can't burn half the animal. So what are you going to do? Asura. You burn the whole animal. Isa, but a piece of dough. The dough you split, the animal you don't. Animal, it's like it's not split. It's like all considered one. Isa, kiman de pliga damya. But Isa, you can split. You might not understand the reason, but... Why an animal you say you can't split and an Isa, you can't split. The dough I say, you take your half, I take my half. So the animal also. Make sure I tell the animal. You take your half, take the other part. And the pshat is, I can split a bread. I can split a dough. But I can't make shechita on half an animal. The shechita goes on the whole animal. Okay. And the Torah says what? Don't make shechita on the animal. Lefi harif. Destroy lefi harif, according to the harif. So therefore this animal, even though I made shechita, it doesn't matter. It's like I did it with harif. So once already you're doing harif on it, so therefore the whole thing is, the whole thing is no good. The whole thing is like on the inidahat side. Look at Rashi, says it clearly. Look at Rashi. Kemande lo pliga. I efshar lekezayit basa belo shechita. We know that. Even if you want to have a kezayit of basar, you got to make shechita. Correct? Ve'afilu shechita meshchat, and even if you're going to make shechita on the animal, ein b'shechitato klum. Shechita is not going to be valid. Why? De'lav l'shechita kaima. Half of this animal is omed l'srefa. Half of this animal is omed to be destroyed. Ela l'mita. V'shechitata zu hi mitata behema. When you're slaughtering the animal, we consider that shechita as mitata behema. It's not considered a shechita la'atir. That's a shechita of destruction. Ve'en heter afilu ha'etzi shel ira nidahat. Even the other half that doesn't belong to ira nidahat. Dechi shechit nesiman de ira nidahat en shechet ela memit. Which means you can't slaughter l'hatza'in. So once I'm slaughtering it for the other half, which is not considered a shechita, which is considered a hamata, the whole animal is part of it. But dough, I split it. This is yours, this is yours. The shechita is not matir in a nidahat. Because Torah says, hack it, kill it, destroy it. So once I'm destroying it, I can't say, well, for half of it is destroyed, the other half is shechita, and give it back. No, it's all one animal. Shechita is death. Shechita is death. Once it's death for the nidahat, the other half goes with it. It's stuck. Ba'ir av chazda. Behemat, ina nidahat mahu, detitane ba shechita letara midi nevela. Another shayla. We have a law that says, you make shechita on an animal, okay, not only does it matir to eat it, if it's not a terefa, but now the animal dead carcass does not convey tum'at nevela. there's a tum'at called nevela. If you don't slaughter an animal and it dies a carcass, it becomes avatum'ah. Anybody that comes in contact with it becomes tameh. So the she'ela is like this. I make shechita on a behema. That's the law of the Torah. Torah says the carcass that was not nishqat kera'ui is avatum'ah. So have a behema of irani da'at. For sure, it's not a partner, it's a regular irani da'at. So what do? I make shechita. I want to know, does this shechita alleviate the nevela aspect of it? Or do I say no? Since the Torah says you have to kill it, so this shechita is not a shechita that's matin, this is a shechita like killing, and therefore it starts with nevela. Which is for sure it's a subana, not discussing the surana. For sure it's a subana. Now I want to know, is it tameh? The carcass is a tameh. I can argue, you made shechita. Or I can say, no, the shechita over here is different. After. So Gemara says, You got to do a sword. Once you're saying the fiharev, there's a deen the fiharev. So even if you make shechita, it's like the fiharev, and therefore it should be tameh nevela. Since you chose to make shechita, mehanya the shechita mai tiku. Okay, it's tiku. Bayrav Yosef.
No.
Yes, you can have a case like that. Right. You can have a case where you made shechita, where it's a terefa, where it's not edible, but it's not tameh nevela. Not tameh nevela. Once you make shechita, it's not tameh, even though it's not edible.
Bidyuk.
Terefa is for eating. Ba'irab Yosef. Se'ar nashim tzedkaniyot. Now we discuss the hair of the Irani Dahat. The hair of the righteous ladies of Irani Dahat. The hair. What do you do with the hair? No, we'll get to the wigs. This is the hair. Now, Amarava had the shayot asur. And the hair of the wicked ladies is asur. No hair should be asur. Why? Tikbos v'sarafta. It says, take the assets, collect them, and burn them. Ketiv mishe'ero mechosar ela kibisa v'srefa. Only items that all you got to do is collect it and burn it. Yatzah zesh mechosar tidisha v'kibisa v'srefa. But here, you got to cut it first, collect it, and burn it. Torah didn't say that. Torah was only said assets that are lacking collecting and burning. But if it needs cutting, collecting, and burning, Torah wasn't talking about that. It's only about hair. Even the hair of the Rishayim, of the Rishayot, is mutar. We're talking about wigs. The righteous ladies, they have wigs. They cover their hair. So we want to know, do you have to take the wigs of the Nashim and burn them? What's the case? If she's wearing it, it's part of her body. It's like her clothes. And it's part of her body. We're not going to make her destroy that. Oh, so Gemara says. Then she says, just like you don't burn the clothes that are on their back. Right? Tzadkariot, you don't burn their clothes. So their wig is like their clothes. It's hung on the peg. She's not wearing it, the wig, at the time. So we want to know, do you go into, it's on the wig head. So we want to know, do you go in and take the wigs off the mannequin? Why? Can exist tzaddikim shebetokadami v'avid. That's like assets of the tzaddikim that's in the city. What do we say? Assets of the tzaddikim that are in the city. Burn it. I have to burn it. Odilma keman da'ayla v'nafka. Since she always puts it on to go out, kilbusha dami. It's like clothes. Tiku, which means could be a wig. When it comes to clothes, that's in our closet, you burn. Because clothes, you don't always wear this clothes. Mashiach, a wig is different, because a wig, you always wear this wig. Whenever she goes out, she's always putting on the wig. So it could be even when it's on the stand, it's considered attached to her. So therefore, the Gemara has a tikkun on that. The wigs, we don't know what to do. Look at Rashi. Last Rashi on the second column. Keman da'ayla v'nafka. Regila l'koshla tadir. She always puts it on. Afapi shelo koshla to. Even though she's not wearing it now. Makom she'esham nidon kemabusha. Maybe I always consider it a mabush. She always wears it. Techo shata da'ata aleha. U'sh'ar mabushina. It's considered clothes that she's wearing already. Because she always has to put the wig on. Or maybe not. Not. Continue one more piece.
That's two, Rabbi. That's the.
Two. But she always wears one or the other. Okay, you have to bring it to the city, to the rehov. Rehov is like the street of the city, right? Let's say there's no rehov. Well, every city has a square. In an asit any dahat. That's it. Cannot become any dahat. David Bishmael. Biakiva Omer. In la rehov or sin la rehov. So make a rehov. It might become a ptigi. More stavan mi rehovah mi ikara mashma. According to Rabbi Ishmael, the Rehov has to be there from the beginning. Exactly. When it says Rehov Ha'ir, Rehov means, according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's got to be a Rehov before becoming a Nida'at. Now the Rabbi says, no, Rehov, as long as you have one now. Who says it has to be there from the beginning? That's the machlok between those rabbis over there. Okay, that's good. Now we get into the Hekdesh. Okay, let's go one, let's start the piece. Okay, what do we say? Uyipadu. Anything that's Hekdesh in the city, it's Kodesh, so that doesn't belong really to the city, so you don't have to burn it. But on the other hand, you can't put it on the Mizbeah, because it's Toreva, it came from a city of Avodah Zarah, so you're stuck. Burning it, you don't have to do it. Putting it on the Mizbeah, you don't do it because it's Toreva. It's disgusting to bring such a thing on his back. So what do you do? You redeem it. Redeem it. Make a pigeon. Redeem the animal for the money. Let the animal now go and die, whatever it is. And you take the money. The money you could use, because the money is Hekdesh money. The money is, it's not considered money of the city. Good. Tarar banan. Gemara starts. Yes. Money is Hekdesh. Yes, because it's not the animal. Toibah is on the animal. The money is money, but it's removed. What does it say? So we need an idahat. Hayuba kadashim. Things of kadashim. Okay, what type of kadashim? Kodashim is bayah. Kodashim is bayah. Things of the mizbayah. Yamutu. Rashi. Top line, right column. Hayuba kodashim is bayah. Kigun olot v'ashamot shil rishayim betucha. Olot, ashamot. Really, it's not behemta. Only the animals of the city really should be put to death. It's not the animals of the people. But it's asur to bring a korban of a rasha, so you can't bring it on the mizbeach. Konsin otam lekipa. So what do? You put him in a cage. Umaklin otam seorim. You feed him barley. Achikir some of until their stomachs explode. That's what the Gemara says. Yamutu. Don't even sell it or make pidyon and use the money. Even the money according to the Shita after the Kama, the money is asur as well. So kochem is bayah yamutu. Kochem bet kabayit. That's items that were consecrated for the Bet Hamikdash. I made something like this for the Bet Hamikdash. Yifdu. Okay, those items over there. Or yipadu. You make pidyon. You don't have to burn them with the shlala. It's not considered shlala. It's considered shlal shamayim. So if you do the regular money, podimoto, and you give the money of the pigeon to Hekdesh. Take the kedusha off the item and give the pigeon to Hekdesh. Utrumot yirkebu. Tirumot. We have to see where the tiruma is. Is it in the Israel's hand? Is it in the Kohen's hand? We have to see exactly which level it's on. But the point is, let them rot. Umasir sheni v'ketvei kodesh. Masir sheni. Also, we have to see what that means. And ketvei kodesh is writings. Yiganzu. Put them in geniza. Rabbi Shimon omer, behemta velo behemat bechor umasir. Okay, when it says behemta, only the animals of the city. Prat is coming to exclude behemat bechor umasir. Right, you have a behema and bechor, okay? Bechor behema or maaser behema. So this is not considered the shlal of the city. So therefore, it's saved. Rashi, Rabbi Shimon. We don't have Rashi yet. The Kama Mefarish. Okay, shlala. What is shlala? It's shlal. Prat the kesef ekdesh, the kesef maaser. Okay, kesef the mungs ekdesh, kesef maaser. You don't have to destroy. Give me another explanation. Amar mor. Go back to the bright. Amar mor. Hayuba kadashim, kochem isbeya, yeah, kochem isbeya, korbanot, what is it? Korban asham, korban ola, yamutu, put him to death, ma'amai, yamutu, yir'u achi sta'abu. Gemara gives another option, let them graze until they get blemished. Once they get a blemish, v'yimachru, sell them, v'yipilu demhem nandaba, and give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Which means, what's the reason why you're telling me you have to put them to death? Chaurah, redeem it. Let them blemish, become blemished, and then you could put it, right? And give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Why just let them die? Again, the premise over here is, it doesn't belong to the people of the city. And the Pasuk only says, Behimta, Shlala, it's personal assets, but these assets belong to Shamayim. So why put it to death? Let it graze, let it get a moon, sell it, give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Hanan Amar, Zevach Leshayim To'eva. Oh, the Zevach of Leshayim is a To'eva. Not only the animal is a To'eva, but anything that's derived from the animal is also a To'eva. So there's no option to wait till it grazes and then be put dead. The money also is tainted money. This money came from an animal that was for Avodah Zarah, that was came from a person that's a Rasha. You have no option either. So therefore, just graze it, not graze it, you let it die. You have no, even the money is considered a to'eva. That's why it's a din, it's a special din in Etnan. It's a special din in Etnan.
Wasn't it
going to
be like that the money was okay?
It's not. If you know that's Etnan Zonah, that's Avodah Zarah. The owner worshipped Avodah Zarah. It's a to'eva. It's a Rasha. Shtakish Amar, Shtakish is a different shot. Mamon Ba'alimu. Well, Shakish comes along and says, "Mamon be'alimu," that this korban really belongs to the be'alim. It's belong to the be'alim. Why? Be'akav be'kadoshim shehayav b'hariyutan. We're talking about a korban over here that the owner is hayav to replace. If something would happen to it, he has to replace it. V'Rabbi Shimoni, and his following shita v'Rabbi Shimon da'amar, "Mamon be'alim hu." What does this mean? The kadoshim. Rabbi Shimon who da'amar be'azav kadashim shehayav b'hariyutan, any korban that you have to replace, mamon be'alim hu, it's considered mamon be'alim, v'yesh bem ona'a. Ona'a means the laws of usury apply to it. The laws of usury don't apply to kodshei shamayim, things that are gods, but things that are personally that you have ownership in it, shayach ona'a. Hukak l'inyan ina nidachat nami mamon be'alim hu, v'dayninu lefi harif kishar behemot shebetoka. Which means, according to the Shtakish, the reason why you put the animal to death, meaning let it die, is because it's considered the person's. And all private property is destroyed. So too, this has to be destroyed. Also, let it be destroyed like all the other private property. No, that's already busha to the korbanot. So we treat korbanot a little different, even though it's private property, and private property is supposed to get destroyed. So destroy it in the regular way. It's not kavod. It was designated as a korban, so we'll destroy it in a passive way. Let it, or feed it, sa'urim, whatever it is, like that. So we have a big machloket over here, between the two ways of learning over here. First pshat is, really, it's kodshei shamayim. And really, kodshei shamayim, you shouldn't have to do anything to it, because it really belongs to God. So what are you doing? You can't bring it on the mizbeach, because it's not kavod to bring a korban of a rasha on the mizbeach. And it's not kavod to redeem it either, so you just have to let it, put it to death. The Shtakish says, no, it belongs to the owner. And therefore, this item fits the regular law, put it to death, like everything else. But it's not nice. So therefore, do it in a different way. So do different ways of looking at it. So the Shtakish is applying this first case of the Braita when it says, Tayuba Koche Mizbeach, the Shtakish is applying Shitav Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. That holds that Korban is considered, since you're obligated to replace it, it's considered yours. Only problem is, Gemara says, Midisefa Rabbi Shimon, Yeresha Alav Rabbi Shimon. In that Braita, it says three lines later, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now, once you're telling me Rabbi Shimon Omer, that means the Resha is not Rabbi Shimon. So you cannot apply Rabbi Shimon Sivarat to the first case, because the Sivarat is Rabbi Shimon. So that doesn't work. So Gemara says, you're right. Nupshat. In the Resha, Mekadashim Kalim Valibad Rabbi Yosef Gelinid Amar Kadashim Kalim Mamon Ba'alim. Look, the first case is talking about Kadashim Kalim. Kadashim Kalim, I'd say like a Korban Shalamim. This is Shtav Rabbi Yosef Gelinid in Shas that holds Kadashim Kalim on that level is considered Mamon Ba'alim. Good, so it's not Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Yosef Gelinid, it's Mamon Ba'alim. So it's going to say the same logic. Mamon Ba'alim, if it's the owners, so it should be destroyed like everything else. It's Be'emta. It's the owner's animal. You're right. Since it was designated for a korban, we can't put it to death in the regular way. So you have to let it die in the way we said. So the resha is according to the Yosef Galili that holds behemat kadashim kalim is considered the owner's. Oh, the Gemara says now a question. Aval kodashim mai.
Yivdu. Oh, but what? Koche Kodashim. Let's speak it out. Koche Kodashim, according to the Shita, which doesn't belong to the owners. Koche Kodashim, according to this, belongs to Hashem. Therefore, this Shita will say, you can make a pidyon. Which is only Kodashim Kalim. Is saying what? This belongs to the owner. Well, since it belongs to the owner, really you should destroy it. You can't destroy it. It's not nice to destroy the korban. Okay, so yamutu. Okay, but kadashim, kodesh kodashim. I make michlut. I make kadashim kalim, kodesh kodashim. Kodesh kodashim, which belongs to God. Okay, we agree. Not nice to bring it on the mizbeach, but the chayav should be able to make a pinyon. According to the shita, kadashim kalim yamutu, and kodashim kalim, I'm sure kodesh kodashim, yiftu. So the Gemara says, "Adetari sefa kochet bet kabayit yifdu leflok v'letni bedida b'me devarim amarim kadoshim kalim aval kochet kadoshim yifdu."
We have always a rule: whenever you can make a hiluk in the same case, we'd rather you make the hiluk in the same case than introduce another case. So you should say like this: b'me devarim amarim. When do we say that what yamutu bekadoshim kalim aval kochet kadoshim yifdu? Why did you have to jump to a case of what case do we jump to? Why did you have to jump to Koche Betekabayit for Yivdu? According to the way we're learning now, say, Koche Kalim, it belongs to the owner. But it's not nice to destroy it. Okay, so Yamutu. But Koche Kodashim, Yivdu. Why did you have to jump to Betekabayit to say Yivdu? You're right. We could have done that. Because in the Kodesh Kodashim, there's one case that you can make Pidyon. Hatat, we have a law that Hatat Shemetu Be'aleha. A Hatat that the owners died, you have to put the animal to death. Pidyon is not an option. So, since in the Koche Kodashim, you're right, most Koche Kodashim Pidyon would work in this case, except for one, so we don't want to start making Hilbukim in Koche Kodashim. So technically you should do nothing to it. But you can't put it on the Mizbeah because it's not nice. But then make a Pidyon. I understand why the Bihan doesn't go for that. You know why? Because even the money is a Tu'ivah. I understand that. He doesn't want you to even use the money for Qurban. Zivah Reshaim Tu'ivah. I can understand that. However, the Shlakish might have not gone to Bihanan. But why doesn't the Shlakish agree to Bihanan? Why did he allow you to use the money? Why does he say by Kochek Kodashim that you can make a Pidyon and use the money? אבל לך כי אמרים זה וחושה עם תואבה אני מליחד איתנו בעיניו אבל איך עדי כיוון השתנה he holds only the animal you say זה וחושה עם תואבה but once I make pidyon on the animal the money we don't say זה וחושה עם תואבה that's a different item כיוון השתנה so to machlok it and how far you say זה וחושה עם תואבה is it on the animal and anything that derives from the animal is it no it's on the animal itself the shakish is on the animal itself not on the money yeah man I goes further Good. Rabbi Shimon said in the Braita, what? Behibtecha, your animal. Meaning what? Your animal is part of your nidah, destroy it, get rid of it, hairiv, all that stuff. But what? Not behemat bechor and ma'asir. That's God's. That's Kodesh. And therefore, since it's Kodesh, it doesn't have the application. Okay, behemat askina. What are we talking about over here? Ilema betmimim. If we're talking about they're shalem, meaning they're not blemished, shlal shamayim, so it belongs to the shamayim. And we know already, it says in the pasuk, shlala, only the city's shalal, but not this. So it's excluded. What are you teaching me? If we're talking about it's shalem, we know that already. It's God's. Shlala, velo shlal shamayim. We don't know chadush. Ela beba'ale mumin. Ah, so we're talking about, there's a blemish. And once it becomes a blemish, the law is of ma'asir or bechor, the quaker can eat it. It becomes his private property. So if that's the case, shtala ninu, that is shtala. And therefore you have to destroy it. If it's about it's shalem, we know it already. It's shalem, we have the pasuk shtala, velo shla shamayim. If it's talking about a ba'al mum, then it is shtala, you have to destroy it. So what are you talking about, Rabbi Shimon? Amar Ravina le'olam, Ravina. Le'olam, ba'alei mumin. Oh, it's talking about, it's a blemish.
ומי שנאכל בתורת בהמתך, יצאו אלו שאין נאכל בתורת בהמתך, אלא בתורת בכור ומעשר, תשלה שמיים נינו.
החדוש. You're right, it says the pasuk בהמתך. Your animal. Now the chaura, once this bechor becomes a baal mum, it's your animal. But it's different. When I say behemtecha, a behemah that you're eating, l'shem your behemah. But this behemah that became a baal mum, you're eating it l'shem behemat kodesh that became baal mum. That's not behemtecha already. I mean, in name, it's not behemtecha. In reality, you could eat it, it's yours. It is behemtecha. But what does the guy say he's eating?
I'm eating behema shel bechor she na'asa ba'al mum. That's already like Hashem's. That's already considered, it's not a full-fledged behema shelcha. Good? So therefore, really, he's coming along and saying, behemtecha teaches me what? Dafka behema shel shelo, full-fledged animal. But behema shelo, that he calls it behema shel kadosh baruch hu, the meaning, namely, bechor she na'asa ba'al mum, you don't have to do anything to it. That you keep. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Le'olam ba'alimui." Last Rashi on the right column. Afidlaki en nisrafin ima. You don't have to burn these animals of bechor. Why? Rashi leklaki behem tam lemishin echal mitot behem tam. When you're eating it as your animal, yetsu elu sheishlem shem levai. It has a nickname, these animals. They don't call this animal, oh, this is the behemat of irani dahat. It's as a nickname to it. This is the behemat of bechor. Yeah, but it's yours. But it's not called behemat irani dahat. It's called behemat bechor. Bechor, ready, it's not included. That's the Bishamon. Good, that's what Ravina understands. Ufli gad Shmuel. Ravina argues on Shmuel. אמר שמואל, הכל קרה והכל נפדה. שמואל אומר, a cryptic statement. הכל קרב, everything is brought on the מזבח, everything is redeemed. What does this mean? הכל קרב, הכל נפדה? What is this talking about? מייקה אמר, what is this saying over here? מייקה אמר, כל שקרב כשהוא תם, any קורבן that you can bring on the מזבח, when it's tam, when it's שלם, ונפדה, and you can make pidyon when it becomes a baal mum, which is basically a regular korban. A regular korban, when it's tam, you bring it on a mizbeach. Because baal mum, you make a pidyon. So anything that fits that category, tam u baal mum, mishlal imrit. So that's already excluded from shlal. Shlal means shlala. The cities, or the Inani Dahat's property. This is not Inani Dahat's property. This belongs to God. But anything that's brought when it's tam, meaning korban or whatever, the enon if de kishu baal mum, here's the key. But the pidyon doesn't work when it's a baal mum. Give me a case that's not podeh when it's baal mum. Kegon maasiru behema. Ah, maasir, but there's no pidyon, by the way. If becomes baal mum, that's it. You eat it. The kohen eats it. There's no nothing. Nafka, that we learn from the word behema. That comes and tells me what? That's considered yours. That's considered yours.
It's destroyed.
So you see, Shmuel argues on Ravina. Ravina, help! Nah. It's yours, but it has a shem levai. It has a nickname to it. It's called behema of bechor. It's not included. He says, no, Shmuel. Any type of item that follows the following prescription, tam, is brought on the Mizbayah, Baal Mum belongs to the guy, Enon Nifdeh, Mebehema Nafka. Behema is Nasur, it's yours. So therefore, Behold Bechor is going to be indeed Asur. Okay, you can look at Rashi over here for a second. Second column. Maika Amar, Haki Kamar, the third line. Koshu Karev de Gavawa, Kishu Tam, Kushu Baal Mum Sarik Pedia, Kyon Shar Kadashim Kalim, Hut Masir Behema Bechor, Hanu Mishtala Nafka. דאין מחרימים אותם עימה, דאויל וצריכי פדיה במומן, since these items need a פדיון, a regular קורבן, שלל שמיים קרינן בה. We call that שלל שמיים. That's called gods. Since even after as a בעל מום, it still is not belonging to the owner. You still need to make a פדיון. ופליג עליה תרקמה, מה קדשים קלים המון בעלים הוא. Which is תרקמה held that what? That קדשים קלים, according to Rabbi Yosef Galili. the way we learned earlier. Kadashim Kareem is considered the Mamon Ba'alim. What was the logic why I said Kadashim Kareem is considered Mamon Ba'alim? Because if it becomes a Ba'amum, you can make Pidyon, you can get rid of the Kedusha, it's considered Mamon Ba'alim. According to the Shita, no. The Shita says, Korban, it's not considered Mamon Ba'alim. It's considered Mamon Ekdesh, and therefore it's not included in the law of Irani Dachat. Next one. Kishutam, we don't take Shubal Mum. That's the Hadush. Even when the Shalem, since if they would become a Baalmum, they belong to the owner, even when the Shalem, they're still considered Mamon Baalim, and therefore they get destroyed. It's Hadush. The Shalem now, it's God's. It's a type of Korban that Mimuman. It belongs to the guy. And Bechor, whatever, Mama said, he holds what is considered Mutar. You don't have to destroy it. Why? Shem Levi. Has a nickname to it. So, therefore, what? So, he's going to say, when they become a Baal Mum, when they become a Baal Mum, you get to eat it, but it's not considered yours. So, not only when they're Shalem, even when they're Baal Mum, according to Shemuel, you don't got to destroy it with a Saif. Whereas according to Shemuel, that's how we know. According to Shemuel, no. Even when they're Shalem, it's considered Behemta. Why? Because since if it became a Baal Mum, you make a pigeon. I'm sorry.
It's free.
It's free. Because since if it became a Baal Mum, you make a pigeon on it. So even, you're not out of the wood. Now these items, you don't make a pigeon on it. But so therefore, these items over here are considered Shamayim. That's why it's excluded. Because even if they become Baal Mum, there's no Pidyon.
So it's
Behemta. So it becomes, it's we have to destroy it. Bidyu. According to Shmuel, you have to destroy it. Why? Because once they become Baal Mum, it becomes yours. So even when it's Shalem, you cannot consider it yours. Shamayim, if you have to destroy it. It's a big machloka. Continues. Okay, now we got to get to the case of Teruma. Okay, Teruma Yirkimu. What does that mean? Teruma, let it spoil. What's the case now? Amar Rav Chasda, Loshenu Ela Teruma Biyad Yisrael. Teruma Biyad Yisrael, it's still Kodesh Teruma Biyad Yisrael, because he can't do anything with it. So Teruma Biyad Yisrael, I understand. Why spoil? Because it's not nice to destroy Teruma, it's Kodesh. It's not nice. Okay, so let's let it... Huh?
Why should you destroy it at all?
Why should you destroy it at all? It's Kodesh Shamayim. You're right. You shouldn't destroy it. It's Kodesh Shamayim.
It's not nice.
So what are you going to do with it? Look at Rashi. Rashi says to Rabbi Yisrael, "Sha'adayin lo nitna lekohen." Yeah, it wasn't given to the Kohen yet. Da'afidu oto Yisrael Rashahu. He's a Rashah, this guy, but who has the Teruma? Teruma shebiyadu ena nisrefet im sh'al shelala. Da'lav didehu. Right? It's not his. Because he can give it to a Kohen. Deshema ayan natna lekohen tzaddik shemotzah la. Right. Maybe he was going to give it to a Kohen that's outside the Enani Dahat. So you cannot burn the Teruma. Hilkach enan eslefet. Dahainu kepikadon de'ir acheret. You know, we consider the Teruma in his hands is considered like a pikadon that comes from the outside. Like the Kohen living in the outside gave him a pikadon. You don't destroy that. Vitu begava da'ama le'ed mutari v'nida ba'achila lo sharina la. Now, you can't let him eat it or a Kohen eat it. Right? You don't know who he's going to give it to. Maybe this guy was going to give it to a Kohen Rasha that's living in the city. And if you give it to a Kohen Rasha, you have to destroy it. You don't know who you give it to. Yeah, you don't know. So we say Shema. You can't burn it because maybe he was going to give it to Safeg, maybe he was going to give it to a guy outside the city. Outside the city is fine, perfectly fine. But you don't know. He didn't give it to anybody yet. Maybe he was going to give it to a guy in the city. So from that standpoint, you can't eat it. So then what do? Ilka Girkibu. Let it rot to get rid of that safek. Abad teruma biyad kohen. Now, once it gets to the kohen, it's his money. Difficult to sarif. That's mamona. That's part of his. That's his money.
regular money. He's there. Yeah. You're in the city. Now he's part of the city. Money of the city of the Sadiq. You have to burn his money. Avat Rama Biyat Kohen. Right? Sadiq, I said. He's a Sadiq. Avat Rama Biyat Kohen. Kevad Mamunahu Tisaref. Rashi. Ela Biyat Rama Biyat Kohen Mamunehu. ולא מזזינם בקודהיו ובקודשו אלא תרומה ביד כהן דממונהו ולא מזזינם בקודהי ובקודשו אני אומר נגעת לרשייה so according to this over here the Gemara is saying the Mishnah must be talking about that it's in the Yisrael's hand but once it gets to the Kohen it's his own property burn it מטיב רב יוסף מעשר שני וכתבי קודש מעשר שני וכתבי קודש those are holy writings יגנזו I put him in Geniza. Now, Mam Ma'asir Sheni Biad Yisrael Kitruma Biad Kohen Dami. Exactly. Who's holding the Ma'asir Sheni? Who always holds it? The Yisrael holds the Ma'asir Sheni. Meaning what? Could the Yisrael benefit from Ma'asir Sheni? Yeah. Of course. So Ma'asir Sheni in the hand of Yisrael is like Tiruma in the hands of a Kohen. Good? And what did you say to do to the Ma'asir Sheni? Yiganzu. No. Put it in Geniza.
Not if that's how
it is. Alright, we don't know where it is yet. Put it in Geniza. Oh, put it in Geniza. Mashenken, you're telling me when it comes to the Terumah Biyad Kohen, you're Sefu. Why? When it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, even though it's in the hands of Yisrael, you're treating it as Ma'aseh Sheni, don't mistreat it. Put it in Geniza. But when it comes to Terumah Biyad Kohen, why tell me Sedeva? What's the difference? Viketani Ganzu? Yeah, that's right. I said the question, which means Ma'aseh Sheni, in the hand of Yisrael, is like Terumah in the hands of the Kohen. Both are permissible to use it. And what are you telling me? Oh, but Teruma, once he gets it, burn it. It's just considered his. Ma'asir Sheni by the hand of Yisrael, put in Geniza. So why are you treating Ma'asir Sheni better than the Teruma? Ela must be, you learned the case wrong. That Teruma biyad Kohen, we're not going to let you burn it. Also, what's the case? Ela iyatmar hachi yatmar. Amar of Hazda, la shena ela Teruma biyad Kohen. That which we said, Yirkibu is dafka when it's in the Kohen's hand. Because really in the Kohen's hand, you should burn it. But out of respect for the Teruma, because it's Shem Teruma it, we'll let you just decay it, cause it to become decay. Really, again, when it's in the Kohen's hand, the Terumah is his. What should you really do with it? Burn it. But not nice. So what should you do with it instead? Let it decay. Avat Terumah biyad Yisrael. But if it's in Yisrael's hands, tenatin the Kohen shevira chayret. Very simple. Let him give it to it. Let him give it. Like you said, let him give it to a Kohen in a different city. Right? The city became Eir Nidahat. Oh, okay. Well, now the guy says, oh, I have Terumah. No problem. Give it to that Kohen over there. No problem. He gets it in a different city and Shalom Kotuv. It's fine. Right? Look at that sheet. Right, to a coin outside the city that wasn't part of the Irani Dahat. Isa Shel Ma'asir Sheni. Okay. Isa Shel Ma'asir Sheni, Peturah Min Ahalat Avril Bimir, Vachamim, Vachayvim. Okay, what's the case? Isa Shel Ma'asir Sheni. What did the guy do? He made for Ma'asir Sheni wheat that he had, he made a dough. Isa. פטורה מן החלה, מי שזה פטור מחלה. אחרים מחייבים. What was the case? אמר רב חסדה מחלוקת מעשה שני בירושלים. He's talking about where the מעשה שני is already in ירושלים. ורבי מאיר סבר מעשה שני ממון גבוה. He holds מעשה שני belongs to God. And therefore you don't got to give חלה from something that belongs to God. ורבנן סבי ממון הג'וטו. And the Rabbanan say what? It's considered your mamon. And therefore your mamon you have to give chala. Aval bigbulin. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning in outside of Yerushalayim, the Vrei HaKol patur. Your question. Why? Because outside of Yerushalayim, everybody agrees it's considered mamon. Gavoa, your question. Gavoa is asking. The whole machlok of Israel, chayav and chala, or not chayav and chala, that's in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you have a sheila. Is in Yerushalayim, is it considered yours or is it considered God's? If it's yours, you have to give halah. If it's God, you don't have to give halah. But outside of Yerushalayim, everybody holds it's God's. So if it belongs to God, outside of Yerushalayim, it belongs to Shamayim. So therefore, what are you telling me in Chutz Yerushalayim? What are you telling me Yirkibu? You told me what? Yirkibu? Why Yirkibu? It's Kikim Mamot Shabayim. It's God's. You should have to do anything to it. Look at Rashi.
Look at Rashi. Aval b'gmurim. She'ena eter achila, right? In Yerushalayim, out of Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it. Ena b'ftiyah, you can only redeem it. Devrei akol petura menachala, de mamon gavawahu. Okay? It's considered mamon gavawah. No, she used a different explanation. And then, what's the question? If it's considered mamon gavawah, so therefore, okay, good. And then what's the question? What's the she'era we're asking? You just told me what? That in Chutz La'aret, that in Chutz La'Israel, Ma'asishin is considered Mamon Hidyot. Right? And then what do we say? We said Ma'asir Sheni. What do we say to do to it? Yignizu.
What's the question?
Oh, we're reading yet. Tananatam. Okay. That's a statement. Now let's get to the question. You're right. We didn't get to the question yet. Matir of Yosef. We just said what? Masishini, you put it in Giniza. Avir and Idahat. Which is the way to put it in Giniza. Bemayaskina, give me the case. Inima Birushalayim. If you tell me that what? That you have Ma'asir Sheni of an Irani Dachat that's in Yerushalayim. So you tell me, an Irani Dachat in Yerushalayim, what should you do with the Ma'asir Sheni? Put it in Geniza. We have the Irani Dachat. Jerusalem cannot become an Irani Dachat. That and yeah, Asara Devarim Nehmu Birushalayim. Vizu Ahat Mehem. Ena Na'asa Irani Dachat. Okay, so for sure, the case is not talking about whether Jerusalem became an Irani Dachat. So give me the case that you said that Ma'asir Sheni of an Irani Dachat, you put it in Geniza. Ela bi'ir acheret. Also, must be talking about where the Ma'asir Sheni is in another city. Ve'asku legava, and you brought it to Yerushalayim. Oh, so you brought it to Yerushalayim. Ha'kaltua mechitzot. Once you bring it to Yerushalayim and the walls are collected, it goes within the walls of Yerushalayim. So that's finished. Once the walls are collected, you have a heter of achila. Look at Rashi. Ela be'ir acher v'askul legava shaya oto ma'asir sheni shel echad min ha'ir nidachat. It was belonged to an ha'ir nidachat guy. Ve'adu oto Yerushalayim kodem shudcha. Before the ha'ir nidachat became an ha'ir nidachat, they brought the ma'asir to Jerusalem. Ve'agach utchu. Im ken amai yignizu. Why should be asur? Why put in geniza? Lishteru nami v'achila. No. Once the walls already were collected, and now because utar b'achila, it's utar b'achila. Before it became an ha'ir nidachat, there was heter achila on the item.
Once
the walls got it, it's
but the person's possession somewhere else there.
Doesn't matter. This had a hitter before it became an Nidahat. It came to Jerusalem. There was no Nidahat yet. Went into the walls. Mutar to eat this item now? Yes. But once the walls are collected, it seems, there's no deen of, it doesn't go back.
There shouldn't be any difference than something that was never.
Because once the candidate is the deen in the Choma. Okay, we're trying to figure out a case, specific case here. Give me a story of a case where you have Ma'asir Sheni. That you're saying what? In any doubt, Ma'asir Sheni, put in Geniza. Give me the case. Maybe the case is talking about it's in any doubt of Jerusalem. And then this became his property over here, it's Ma'asir Sheni. So put in Geniza. Yeah, it can't be. New Jerusalem doesn't become in any doubt. So must be talking about in any doubt was Chutz Israel. Beautiful. So why are you Genzu? If it went to Yerushalayim already beforehand and it went into the walls, once the walls are collected, it doesn't lose its status anymore.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to bring it back.
So. Oh, you can't bring it back to Chutz La'aretz.
Right, that's why you can't bring it.
Chutz Yisrael. So therefore, you eat it in Yerushalayim. In Alav Bigbunin. Oh, so where must be the case be? It's talking about in Nidahat, in Chutz Yerushalayim. And the Ma'asir Sheni is there. And what are you telling me to do? Viktani Yiganzu. Which means, lechaura, you should burn it.
It's
kavur. You didn't bring it to Yerushalayim yet. It doesn't go out to become burnt. Why, what's the question? you just told me a machloket of challah in Eretz in Yerushalayim, but everybody agrees if it's outside of Eretz of Yerushalayim, machloket be Yerushalayim. Why Devrei Kol Patur? Because it's considered Mamon Gavawa. Ah, so if it's considered Mamon Gavawa, why Yirkibu? Exactly. If it's Mamon Gavawa, why Yirkibu? Huh? But why Yirkibu? Which means that it's good. It's Mamon Gavawa.
So what do you do with it?
Nothing.
You can take your shalom and eat it?
Yeah. It's Mamon Gavawa. It's not included in the issue of burning everything. Which means you're telling me, you just told me what a rule. That what? Masishim Kikoshi Ganzu. Why are you Ganzu? If the Masishim is a Chutz La'aretz, and everybody's telling me that a Chutz La'aretz is Din, it's Kodesh still. So if it's Kodesh, so it's not yours. So if it's not yours, why are you Ganzu? It's good. Meaning, leave it. That's the question. Right? Madu yeganzu? It's not shlala. Mutal le'ochlo.
What
is it? You just told me rule. Outside Jerusalem, Maaser Sheni is God's. Shamayim's. Right? Because you don't have a heter achila. You can eat it outside Jerusalem. So it's not mine. So it's God's. Beautiful. It's God's, God's. Now you tell me a rule. Maaser Sheni v'nidahat yeganzu. What's the case? Iridahat in Jerusalem can't be Iridahat in Jerusalem. He's outside and the Maasish is in Jerusalem. Once it's in Jerusalem, it's Mutar Bakhila. There's no question about that. Mutar, the walls already were matirid. So what's B? He's outside of Jerusalem and the Maasish is outside Jerusalem. And the city became Iridahat. And what are you telling me to do with this Maasir Sheni? Yiganzu. Why Yiganzu? It's God's. Once you tell me it's a Shamayim, so therefore, Kirizat should not be. Ela must be that even in Chutz La'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz, Chutz Yerushalayim, Ma'asish is considered Ba'alim, the owners, and therefore that's why it says Yigadzu. So Gemara says, No. Le'olam di'ir acheret v'askua le'gaveh. I'll tell you the case you're talking about, Ma'asir Sheni of a city, and you brought it to Yerushalayim. Oh, so we said, what do you mean? Once you bring it to Yerushalayim, so then it's already, once it goes into the walls of Yerushalayim, it's Mutar. Why Yirkibu? It says, HaChamaskinan Shinitma. It became Tameh. This is the story. You have a guy living in Aridahat. He sent his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. Okay. Got to the walls of Yerushalayim, no problem. Now the city became the Aridahat. So he said, it doesn't matter. It's Mutar. Once it gets to Yerushalayim, it's in the walls. You don't have to burn it. You don't do anything. It's Mutar to eat it up. No. Got to the walls of Yerushalayim, it became Tameh. Oh, so the Hadush is, once it became Tameh, that's why it says you don't burn it. Look at Rashi. Kishir tuma, telav bar achule betumah. You can't eat it betumah. Dektiv lod be'ardi benu betameh. Okay, good. So what's the hadush of the statement over here? That's why the Mishnah says yiganez. Why do you put it in Geniza? It's a strange case.
We have to do with the
Geniza. Exactly. That's going to be the next question. Which means your guy give you a regular law. Maaseh Sheni became Tameh. What do you do with it? You can't burn it. Put it in Geniza. For some reason, the Gemara connected this to an Iran Idahat story. Guy was in Iran Idahat. He sent his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. In the walls of Yerushalayim, the Maaseh Sheni became Tameh, Yiganzu. That din of Yiganzu is a din of Yiganzu regardless of Iran Idahat. Okay, that's the case of Yiganzu. Gemara says, what do you mean? Why don't you make pidyon on it? Why are you telling me Yirkebu? Why can't you make pidyon on it? The Amar Abil Azar Midnayin Maaseh Sheni Shenitma Shepotin Oto Afilu Birushalayim Tamud Amar Lo Tuchal Se'eto. If you can't carry the Maaseh Sheni to Jerusalem, The end se'et ela achila. But sometimes the word se'et means if you can't eat it. How do I know se'et means eating it? Shnei emar v'yisam mas'ot me'et panav. Which means Yosef gave his brothers bags of food. Se'et is food. Which means if you cannot eat it, no you can't se'eto. If you, why can't you eat the terumah? Because it came to me. What does it say to do it? Put it. So the Gemara answers the question. You're telling me Maaseh Shnei went to Jerusalem that became Tameh in the walls, putting Geniza. Why putting Geniza? Big pigeon on it. And we have a rule that says Maaseh Shnei Shnitma Yachol Liftoto. Hachem Askinan Belakuah. You know what the case is talking about? The case is talking about like this. Exactly. It's a second round. You took money from Maaseh Shnei. You brought the money of Maaseh Shnei to Jerusalem. With the money, you bought product. And that product became Tameh. So you made Pidyon already. So once already becomes Tameh, there's no making a Pidyon already on the second round. You did the Pidyon on the money, and then you bought the food. That food becomes Tameh, too late. So the Gemara, who said?
Yishvan is also collecting money.
Make Pidyon on that also. The Tan, Halakuah, because the Maaseh Shnei, right? Also, the Halakuah, you can make Pidyon. Amen.